This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Former President Bill Clinton's famous place called Hope is becoming a National Historic Site. The home in Hope, Arkansas, where Clinton spent the first 4 years of his life, gets the designation on January 2nd. More than 80,000 visitors from 159 countries have toured the two-story wood frame home since it opened as a museum in 1997. Authorities say a woman whose body was found in a ditch in eastern Craighead County has died from hypothermia, not murder. The body of 75-year-old Louise Mary Beard was found yesterday. Deputies said she died from the cold after crashing her car. They originally investigated the death as a homicide. Dateline Little Rock, where Arkansas Republicans say they'll have a grand old party indeed on January 10th. That's the day state officials and legislators are sworn into office. Republicans in the state of Arkansas have taken some top state and U.S. offices for the first time in decades. They're promising to paint the town red. That's the name they've assigned to the celebration to be held in the Robinson Center Exhibition Hall. You never know what's there. Bentonville, Arkansas, where a Civil War-era red brick schoolhouse has been found enclosed in a newer building just off the Bentonville City Square. A preservation plan calls for the 144-year-old schoolhouse to serve as a conference center and as a home for the Benton County Historical Society. Work is now underway.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
The Independence County Quorum Court in its last meeting of this year voted to fund an agreement with Mobley Construction Company to end a lawsuit that dates back to the construction of the hydro project. Mobley had sued Independence County in a $10 million lawsuit. J.P. Wayman Long made a motion to include the operation and maintenance employees of the hydro project as part of the county. The discussion led to agreeing that this would be carried out with approval from the bond insuring company, ACA. The quorum court stipulated in their agreement that ACA must provide their approval in writing. Elsewhere, during the meeting last night, it was an evening bidding farewell and showing appreciation to outgoing members of county government. Linda Foreman, county treasurer, 26 years of service to the county, was recognized along with Independence County Judge Bill Hicks, with 17 years of service, six as county judge. Deborah White and Tony Thompson also recognized as outgoing justices of the peace, and county clerk Karen Wooldridge retiring after serving the county for 25 years. Also good news on the economic front from Ed Mabry, economic development executive. He said that some raw data that he has received shows that unemployment in December of last year in the county, Independence, was 9.5%. This year, 6.9%. In January, the county had 16 unemployed. As of October, that was down to 1,200, county increasing employment by 750 people in the last 10 months. Also, Mabry reported the DHS Processing Center construction is moving along as scheduled. They continue hiring caseworkers. Supervisors are, for the most part, in place. There will be 80 more caseworkers hired. You can check arstatejobs.com on your internet for the posting of those positions. arstatejobs.com. Recognition was given to the Independence County Extension Homemakers Council, who have logged over 90,000 volunteer hours this year, which leads the state in volunteer hours. That according to Linda Brooks. And also another Linda Baxter, president of the Independence County Fair Board, presented Judge Bill Hicks with a plaque expressing that group's appreciation for his dedication and assistance to the county fair during his term as county judge. And the Independence County United Way is in need of volunteers to work today and Thursday at the Independence County Fairgrounds on the Angel Tree Project. The United Way said they would appreciate any time that you can donate between 9 this morning and 4 this afternoon, same time on Thursday. You may select the length of time you're able to work. For KWOZ, Arkansas 103.3, Gary B. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.